Moving over to the R Writing with AI community, authors are sharing major frustrations and workflow hacks for long-form fiction generation. In a post titled Actively Tearing My Hair Out with ChatGPT, a user voiced extreme exasperation over formatting failures, citing choppy paragraphs, orphaned dialogue, ping-pong conversational exchanges, and constant one-sentence paragraphs that completely ignore strict user instructions. The user announced they are jumping ship, asking the community for recommendations. Top comments offered advanced mitigation strategies. One user recommended creating a dedicated project folder with a Word file providing comprehensive stylistic context and explicit rules against ping-pong dialogue, supplementing it with mini reminder prompts when the model drifts. Another user outlined an intricate, highly technical multi-register workflow, building separate 25 to 30,000 word reference documents for dialogue, action, and regular prose, converting them into markdowns, generating internal scenes to catch errors, and creating negative check protocols, master prompts, and strict execution protocols acting like machine programming. Others simply recommended using ChatGPT for rough drafts and switching to Claude for final cleanup. In another thread, a user reminisced titled I Miss Old Claude, mourning older iterations like Sonnet 4.5, which they described as far more pliable, creative, and superior for prose flow and character creation compared to newer, more rigid versions. Commenters echoed this sentiment, with one user noting they had tested nearly every model on OpenRouter and found nothing that tops 4.5 for raw prose quality. However, another user countered that while newer versions require heavier scaffolding and prompt updates, they can still produce stellar results. Writers also tackled professional logistics in which AI is best for developmental editing and line copy editing. A user with an 86,550-word completed manuscript sought advice on using AI to replace expensive human developmental and line editors. The top response suggested a robust framework, prompting an AI tool with deep research capabilities to scour online resources and synthesize a comprehensive set of 5 evaluation rubrics based on industry best practices for the specific genre. This rubric is then fed into the context window alongside the manuscript chapters to generate exhaustive evaluation reports. Other users shared success stories using Anthropic models like Opus and Sonnet in structured multi-stage Cowork workflows. The weekly tool thread featured exciting developer showcases, including Audibound, a newly live platform helping authors and narrators manage audiobook production, and NovelMint, featuring Minty, a chat-based writing partner designed to maintain long-term story structure, plot timelines, and character tracking across a full novel rather than just short chat sessions. Transitioning to the RREart subreddit, users are showcasing creative prompt experiments and discussing distinct aesthetic achievements. A striking generation titled Payphone Stare drew praise for capturing a gritty atmosphere reminiscent of Grand Theft Auto, while a piece titled Go-Go Way to Heaven captivated the community with its surreal anachronism, juxtaposing 1960s go-go boots and checkered mini skirts against full medieval religious iconography. Commenters debated whether the piece offered deep commentary on historical witch trials or brilliant shallow playfulness. Another standout post, Suddenly Y2K, gained traction because the AI successfully maintained period-accurate 19th-century rendering techniques, brushwork, and muted palettes rather than simply performing a basic costume swap, drawing comparisons to Sofia Coppola's Marie Antoinette. Additionally, a new user's first post featuring a vibrant, video game-inspired style generated by Gemini was warmly received as looking like a character teleported into their favorite RPG. Finally, over at RA Curiosity, a member started a thoughtful discussion titled Curiosity Re: AI Films. Reflecting on the future of feature-length cinema created entirely through prompting, the author noted filmmaker Neil Blomkamp's ambitious attempt with Nightborne, which faced widespread panning, yet highlighted the immense potential for executing complex shots that would traditionally cost millions. The post questioned whether public backlash against AI films stems from pure techno-skepticism, the uncanny valley effect in dialogue, or fundamental criticisms of the underlying storytelling.